much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Let ye sound. Microphone testing, 1, 2, 3. In the place to be. What's up, everybody? My name is Tai Mai Siu, and I am going to rapping for you today, just a little freestyle.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am driving home right now, and I have the fear. I'm hitting every goddamn red light on the way home. My butthole is so clenched.
Now, I don't have any Latin blood in me, but could I ever be the star of my own telenovela, not being Latin?
Because if you can't control me, then you can't control him. You can't control him. Then you can't control him. And then the information age starts.
And now.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bijou. It's Tuesday morning, the 22nd of October.
Yeah!
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Right. Sweet sounds of AC/DC.
I mean, it's like a key off.
What?
But sure, it's a little off.
Like a little off?
Yeah, it's not the original, I can tell.
It's a remake by them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Living free. Season take up on no one we wrong.
I see good. Nothing. Leave me be.
A little off there, a little pitchy.
Everything in my stride.
Don't eat me.
No.
Is there a better remix?
Duet?
Like, who covers songs that boldly
right?
and beautifully?
And they've really crafted it and made it their own.
It's a true harmony.
Yeah.
That's correct. And the two people weren't even in the same room.
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, the chemistry sounded like they were together.
Jumping through the radio.
We never met Wing in our lives. And Lightning was like, oh, we got to do this duet with Sam the Armenian Comedian and Wing. And so he would email back and forth, like, all right, you do your part, and then Sam would do his part, and then he would put it all together.
But, better than the postal service.
I mean, honestly, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's
right?
Beautiful.
Mama, look at me.
Although I'm not positive she's ever heard the song.
No.
Enough.
I mean, can we make it the official song of Rocktober?
I mean, we are in control of that.
Zero for effort.
Oh, no. He says no? Okay. All right, Simon's out.
I thought we were still in Rocktober, so.
Okay.
That's my bad.
It still worked.
Best Halloween song ever, by the way. The voting is still going on for today's song.
Okay.
I vote for that.
Well, I don't think that's the actual, although we could make it that.
We could flip it.
I mean, really.
Ministry, Every Day is Halloween, or AC/DC, Highway to Hell. And you can go to our Twitter, at Kevin and Bean, and vote for which song we're going to play in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
And currently, if you are a Ministry fan, you need to jump in, because they are losing 55% to 45%.
I got to tell you, I do love the Ministry song, but it's hard to beat AC/DC. You know what I mean?
Seems like a classic.
Yeah.
But hundreds of votes, so get in there.
Star Wars, let's talk about it.
I don't want to, Kevin.
I knew you would be so choked up. And by the way, when it said every story has an end, I mean, I knew that.
Right. It's,
but when you but when you see, you go, oh, this has been such a great.
But it's not the end.
I know,
well, it's
but
it's the end of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, this saga.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be more than there were before this.
Yeah, but it's the Skywalker.
This is
saga.
The original.
These are the OG.
This is the
OG.
Third one, technically.
Well, right, but I'm saying set. It's the OG.
Right.
It's
okay.
The first storyline
of the remakes of the remakes.
Right.
Oh my God.
Why do you have to be negative?
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not a fanatic.
You sound like it.
They do look. This one looks like the last one. Am I being insane?
Looks like. Meaning.
I saw it and was like, "This is this footage from.
No. Like, yeah, you're insane.
I don't know.
You mean it looks like the one before this?
Well,
because when we say last one, we mean the ninth in this.
Well, I mean like the JJ this saga. It just looks.
Like a trailer from one of the earlier movies.
It just looked like the. I mean, which is great. Last one's great. JJ one's great. I just was like, I don't know, man.
You're not a fan.
Yeah. I am a fan.
Nah.
I'm not a fanatic. Like, I'll watch it. I'll go see it in the
theater.
You're
a shorter fan.
I'm a fan of it. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, I mean, there's going to be 55. There's going to be a longer story after this than before it.
We're losing C-3PO, who's probably dead. So no, we're not going to have him after it. We have no more Princess Leia. Thank God J.J. Abrams had enough footage that he could save some footage of Princess Leia so at least she's in this movie and not a CGI because God knows,
When I saw her hugging Rey, I thought, Allie's crying right now.
Yeah.
Right this second, Allie's crying.
Yeah, between that and then C-3PO saying, I just want to look at all my friends one last time.
Yeah.
And then the end when you hear... The Force is always with you. And then you hear Princess Leia say, always. Why?
It's very exciting. Last night at halftime of the Super Bowl and then immediately
on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, sorry.
Super Bowl. Very early.
Wow, they just gave up. Season just gave up.
And it would be amazing if the Jets were in the Super Bowl, let's be honest.
You put a lot of weight into that game.
It was at halftime of Monday Night Football last night. And then immediately online. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out.
The tickets went on sale, right?
Yeah, they went on sale yesterday. I got mine for Thursday night, 6 p.m. first viewing.
Am I a bad human being that I got Friday night, and then watched it again and then got Saturday because I knew I'd want to watch it again.
You're going to see it twice in the weekend?
At least.
I will probably see
it Thursday,
fingers
too.
Crossed, a screening of it. Then I'll see it Thursday, and then I'll go back either Saturday or Sunday.
You people.
That sounds weird to you.
Gosh, I love movies.
Yes, it does sound weird to me.
I did it with the last one, too, and I don't know, it's such an event. It's such more than just a movie.
I don't know why I didn't have it. I mean, I collected all the toys as a kid. I even kind of thought Jar Jar Binks was funny.
Okay, get out of my life.
We can discount you now completely.
I am a fan of the overall thing. I think Star Wars is great. I just don't see what everyone is freaking out about. I feel that way about the upcoming Uncut Gems movie with Adam Sandler and the Safri brothers. I have a different fandom, is what I'm saying.
All right.
I don't know.
Imagine the pressure on J.J. Abrams, though. To come up with the ending for this series of nine,
it's
got to
be very difficult.
Yes,
yeah.
And he's looking at Game of Thrones and everything that's come before, and everybody's like outraged.
And he's also got to have a little bit of peace because he's like, no one can hate me like Ryan. So, you know, that's got to be nice, right? Little Ryan Johnson fanboys, right? Remember what you did to that poor man? God damn it!
I'm excited about his next movie. That one about the family. The Ryan Johnson movie? See, mm-hmm. I like movies, guys.
Yeah, so do we.
I don't know why I have to see the same movie three times in a weekend.
Because you miss things and you're so excited to see it and it's a beautiful thing. Let people like things, Jensen.
I do. See it once. I'm so excited for you to like
it. We let you have 8,000 movies in Blu-rays that you don't open.
True.
We let you have that.
But do we allow that?
We allow it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't say that what I don't like. I mean, truly, I have insane tendencies as well.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about seeing it numerous times in a weekend that is still exciting for
it's
you.
Just so much more than a movie to me. It's an event.
Yes, I agree.
It's a lifestyle.
Three events for you.
Also, I don't necessarily retain all details the first time.
I think that's a good point, Kevin.
This is making sure you see the whole movie.
So the third time, I just need to make sure that I have it straight.
It's like, what? Luke is dead? Wait a minute.
Wait, who's dad?
Wait, where is Han solo in this?
Sometimes I can't keep it straight as
well.
Where did
Natalie Portman go?
So anyway, that happened.
All right.
December 20th. Well,
good luck, guys. Give 6 hours of that thing in a weekend. Absolutely.
We will. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about us.
Sure.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Not interested.
Jensen and I need to make a bet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which also ties into the tickets that we're giving away for the suite tonight at Staples Center.
For two teams that are local.
Correct.
Going against each other to open a season for a league in which you throw a round ball into a net.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jensen is a fan of the lesser team. I am a fan of the greater team.
Okay.
Well, I allow you to say that about franchises, but this season, the lower team looks like it's going to be the possibly the better team.
It's very possible.
Yep.
It's very possible.
And we're going to make a bet.
It's not likely, but it's
who
possible.
Who wins tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going tonight, and
yes.
we're going to be sitting in the suite, and we're inviting listeners to come with us.
Yes.
So that's happening a little bit later on this morning. Jensen has a fast food report.
I do.
We have tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day on the show today. Very excited about that. One of our favorite people in the world, Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
Host of The Daily Show, is doing some stand-up at Staples Center. We're going to talk to him. Noah Eagle, new play-by-play for the Clippers on the radio.
You want to feel bad about yourself? Tune into the Noah Eagle interview when we ask him how old he is.
Yeah, he's 14.
He's 14?
He's a baby.
Did he literally just graduate from Syracuse?
It said, and I assumed it was a typo. I looked over and over again and was like, nope, this research works. He graduated in 2019, college.
And now he's the play-by-play guy for the Clippers.
Yes, on the radio, yeah.
But not like the real Clippers.
No,
the Clippers, like a high school team?
No. He's not like, he's 100% the league's Clippers, like the basketball team, yeah.
I mean, I think
22 years old.
I need to double check.
What were you doing at 22?
Sure. I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Yeah, well.
So.
Okay.
I wasn't accomplishing nearly as much as him.
Slightly different.
We will take a 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. And time to check in with what's happening. Here's Allie McKay.
You guys won't believe this, though, really quick. Yeah. People have really intense feelings about Star Wars on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Just letting me know that I'm...
That is breaking news.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
Again...
You knew you were going to get that when you said it.
Again,
too.
Great movies. Super fun. I love them. They're
Remember
great.
when Kevin said that bacon was good?
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
I agree.
And everyone jumped on me like crazy and wanted me to die.
Star Wars is my bacon.
Wow.
Sense that's never been
monsters.
Said before.
I don't need to have bacon three times in a weekend is what I'm saying.
You're crazy. If bacon's there, you eat it three times in a weekend. I don't even understand who both of you are. Oh, it's madness. Guys, I just need you to know that a certain someone is off the market.
Okay.
And that certain someone is Dennis Quaid. The 65-year-old actor confirmed that that he's engaged to 26-year-old Laura Savoy, whatever, who cares. After proposing to her in Hawaii, he told Extra, it happened on the very northernmost point of Oahu at Turtle Bay. It was kind of spontaneous. It was very much a surprise. And then this article just shames her. Typical millennial, she was in the middle of snapping a selfie with Quaid when he pulled out the ring.
No.
Ouch! I mean, that's just harsh. Let her take a picture with her grandpa. Oh, I'm sorry. That's her husband?
Fiance, yeah.
Woo!
Can I give you some context now, thinking about it?
Yeah.
That would mean that my fiance is being born this month.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's the exact difference. That's disgusting. Ugh. But basically, Adler, my baby, would be older than the woman I eventually get engaged to.
Yeah.
Then, though, let's not act like she's necessarily a baby now. She's
26.
Compared to him, she's a baby, but she's an adult.
Sounds like Kevin's looking at some young ladies.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
By the way, she previously dated Jeremy Piven.
Right.
She is making all the right moves.
Mm-hmm. She probably loved both of them for reals, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I just wonder, what does a 65-year-old man talk about with a 26-year-old? Like, you don't have any of the same reference points.
You on that Facebook?
Right?
Or
like,
whatever.
what are they talking about?
About that DJ Mousehead. Or, I mean, like, it sounds... It's all like, what's going on, kids, or whatever.
Yeah. It's
anyway, good luck to them.
Good luck. I mean, I wish you the best.
Sucked.
A lot of weird stuff we'll get into in a bit about Suge Knight and Ray J And we need to
two
get
names
into
I didn't think I'd hear again.
No. Very soon. No. Then we need to get into Charlamagne.
Sure.
And his interview with Gucci Mane yesterday.
A lot of hip hop.
People in the news.
Yeah, right.
But first, Dwayne The Rock Johnson trolled his friend Kevin Hart while simultaneously giving fans an update on his status. He showed off the contents of his gym bag on social media, including an action figure of himself, which was a gift from Hart. He said, "I packed this today myself because I'm going to see my best friend Kevin Hart, and I always like to bring him toys that he can play with." He joked, adding, "He's recovering from his injuries, he's doing great, and can't wait to come back." He does this all the time Kevin Hart.
I love it.
I kind of love it, you guys.
Even when he's down.
Even when he's down. Mm-hmm. But how would you know Kevin Hart's down?
Yeah, he's just still standing.
Such a tiny guy is what we're saying. Facts of life, you guys. You take the good, you take the bad, you take a both, and there you have.
Uh-huh.
You haven't seen the last of Blair and Tootie and
they're
going to
reboot Facts of Life?
No, even better. Facts of Life stars Kim Fields, Mindy Cohn, Lisa Welchel, and Nancy McKeon are reuniting to star together in a Lifetime movie, Light Up My Christmas, airing on December 1st. You guys,
it's based on
the true story. The movie tells the story of Emma, played by Kim Fields, who also is the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I just go, oh, well, this is for me. It's a woman who...
It's already for you. What are you talking about?
You don't need to convince me.
Okay.
It's a woman who helps remind her hometown about the importance of embracing the holiday spirit. Yes!
Hasn't that exact storyline been done 6 million times?
There will be something that happens. The whole town is like, no, oh, what are we going to do?
Christmas?
And then Emma comes in. She's like, we need to have the spirit of Christmas. And then it's saved. And usually Santa winks. He'll just be like, ugh. You can't see me winking.
No.
But mm-hmm. he winks and then somebody sip their cocoa. Okay, you're still awful at
not
winking.
Like that.
And although you might be saying to yourself, what about Mrs. G? Yeah, she passed away, but there will be there will be a special tribute to Mrs. Garrett, Charlotte Ray.
Let me just clarify. Mm-hmm. You're excited about that?
Happily. Already setting up my DVR, which finally works.
Right.
That's a whole other story, but we're going to talk cutting the cord, too, a little later today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. No George Clooney in that movie, huh?
Doesn't list him. Mm. Yeah. Some birthdays for you. Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, Spike Jonze, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Yeah.
Still
sounds
got
as good
it.
As ever.
Yeah, so good.
Hey, that's that band.
Yeah.
That we were just talking to.
That means people call in and they win tickets.
To the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball, which
that's
is
right.
this Saturday night. Wilmark.
Yep.
Just got two tickets.
Yeah.
And she's going to join us on Saturday night. Every single time you hear a Blink song, you call, you be caller 20, you will win those tickets.
And it's the only way to get tickets.
Correct.
Like, that's how you go.
That is correct. There's four that are on sale.
Oh, they're going to sell four?
They're not really. I mean,
right.
a very, very small number.
Okay, well.
Four
total.
Probably
good
more
luck.
Than four.
Yeah. Good luck.
So we're giving away, a little bit later on this morning, we're giving away tickets to the basketball game tonight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The local teams are facing each other to kick off the season.
Correct.
Of the league that, you know, James Naismith created the sport.
Can we make it clear that we're not trying to be cute here
with
not saying names and all that stuff? This is the league will not allow you with a promotion to say certain things.
Yes. So we can't say the league's
people
name,
are like,
for
why
example.
Are you being so secretive? Just say it. We'd like to, you know, retain our jobs.
Yeah.
So.
That's
it's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Yes. Right,
same
sir?
Thing we have to do with Super
just
Bowl.
Just like communism.
It's the exact same thing
the
in
Olympics,
that they have partners that pay a lot of money to be the exclusive partners, so the rest of us can't use that terminology.
Correct.
So tonight is opening night.
Uh-huh, and we will be there in the suite with listeners, which we're very excited about.
Yes, we're going to give away some tickets in a couple of hours. Now, now the Clippers are a much improved team. The Lakers are a much improved team.
They're a much improved team. Absolutely.
So what are we thinking?
Well,
because Jensen's been a Clippers fan
since basically birth, since I was seven. My parents didn't have a lot of money growing up, and I loved basketball. And Lakers tickets were so expensive, and are still so expensive.
Yeah, it's absurd.
And so we figured out the Clipper tickets were like $7 each. It was for reals. My dad used to
pay
like
on the floor
$5 to $10 on tickets.
That was to play with the guys.
Basically, they gave you a jersey and the shorts, the whole thing. And yeah, I became a huge fan when I was a kid.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. The Clippers have been horrible up until
awful.
Okay, so what is it that made you a huge fan in that you would go and watch every other team beat that team?
Yeah.
How did you become a huge fan?
I think it was because it was the only one I could see live. I had never seen a Lakers game live until high school when a rich kid from my high school invited me to go see Shaq play when he was on the Magic, when it was he was a visiting player. And that was the first time I'd seen them live. And when I left, I was like, I don't know, man. I feel still more connected to the team I've been going to since I was before I was 10 years old.
I mean, that's a shame, but...
And even crazier,
can't control it.
I remember a story from when I was like maybe 8. There was a baseball card shop near my house, mm-hmm. and they had this little net, and you'd pay $1 to shoot a ball into the net, and they'd have a prize for you. And this one day, they were like, "There's Clippers tickets if you hit the basket." And I was like, "Awesome,
so, Mom! Can you drive me to this shop?"
Basically, I pay $1, they give me the ball, I shoot it. And I miss, and I go, I'll do it again. And I give another $1, and I miss. And I was like, Mom, I want one more dollar. She goes, okay. So I do another $1, and I miss. The guy goes, you know what, man? Just take the tickets.
Oh, no.
He was like, you paid $3.
This is so sad.
That's how the Clippers had to do it in the early days.
I paid $5, so don't worry about
it. Nobody else is trying, so
but
let's go ahead.
I don't know. I connected with the Ron Harpers and Danny Mannings. And, you know, they were just players that there was a girl in our high school who knew the players, and I was like, oh my god. And there was a kid named John.
Was she hot?
Maybe we don't go into this story anymore, actually. Maybe
the Clippers didn't have normal groupies, is what I'm saying. And so there was a kid named John in my middle school who was a ball boy for the Clippers, and I dreamt, I was like, oh, I could be John one day. Like, they were just the most important thing to me.
Wow.
And now they're actually good,
yeah.
And it's weird. Sports Illustrated has them as the favorite to win overall championship, as does Vegas right now. They're 3-1.
Like, to win the title?
To win
year?
The title, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Vegas has them as 3-1. The Lakers right behind them at 4-1. Milwaukee Bucks, because of Giannis, 6-1. Houston, 8-1. Philadelphia, 8-1. So they're in the mix, man.
I had no idea.
No Warriors?
Nope, because they, you know, they lost Durant.
KD, yeah.
Yeah, so basically tonight is a big game where they play each other. It's a huge... This might be the most competitive this rivalry has ever been. So when
because most of the time one of the teams wasn't very good.
Exactly.
And so we need a bet between you two.
So we've been talking about it.
Okay.
Tonight we'll be there live.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So we decided that the best way to make this, you know, fun is to make each other the most uncomfortable we can be.
Oh. Okay.
Which is not okay.
So bet stuff.
Which is great if I what?
Huh?
Great if I win.
Right.
Not so great if I don't win.
Right, that's how bets work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really don't.
Also, comfortable works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Kevin has, if for people who don't know, mm-hmm. Kevin has worn basically the same exact thing for 55 years.
Okay. Right?
75 years. 75. First of
75.
All.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts, a hoodie,
uh-huh.
and like a shirt. Does it ever have graphics on it?
Usually Ruka.
Sometimes it's a brand, but mostly, yeah.
I have dabbled in two outfits.
Okay.
Which is graphic tee, hat, jeans.
Uh-huh.
Jeans, shirt, Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, when I need to dress up and I need to have a suit, many times it's been, I'm not kidding, a year and a half, 2 years since I've worn a suit.
Right.
Okay.
Not even positive where it is or if it fits.
And there are events that you just say no to because you know it involves the suit.
She don't want to go.
If I can, I do. Yeah.
I get it. My dad said, weddings, funerals, that's it. Anything else, I'm not doing.
I like it.
For Kevin, it's just Kevin's funeral.
Okay.
Just his own.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. If the Lakers win, no point spread, just straight up. If the Lakers win, I will wear, and I'm going to pull it out of my bag.
Okay.
I will wear what is by far the most embarrassing thing that I own, which are pajamas, which I don't necessarily want to wear. This is my dog. Someone bought this for us.
Wow.
This is my dog and cat.
Someone bought this for us.
They did.
Jensen, you had this made.
No.
You love this.
No, this was given to me. It fits extremely tight.
Okay. Better.
So it doesn't fit well at all.
Right.
Okay. Let's just say that some packages are shown. More than others.
We know what religion you are, you're saying. Uh-huh. Okay.
I wonder which packages he might be talking about.
Right.
Downstairs mix-up.
Okay, you're pointing
okay.
again. So I will wear this and the matching pants.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. To work.
To tomorrow's show.
Yes. And I will wear it from the car so that everyone sees me.
Excellent.
Out to the car, the whole thing. I'm not changing at any point.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'll wear if the Lakers win.
Kevin?
If the Clippers win.
If the Clippers win, I have to wear a suit.
Like tie and everything.
No one said
sports
tie,
jacket.
First of all.
Well, yeah, that's a suit.
He needs
a
to look
suit,
like he's going
tie,
to an interview.
A sports jacket.
Yeah, you need to look like you're going to a job interview.
Yeah.
Which we all
and
might be.
And shoes. You can't wear tennis shoes.
No, but
you have to wear like nice loafers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loafers? What? Loafers. Who says loafers?
You just did. Other than that, it's been a while.
He basically has to pass off.
I can't stand wearing a suit. I'm allergic to it.
Trust me. Allie makes it seem like I want to wear this thing with my dog and cat. It's so embarrassing looking. It looks like I'm... Remember that guy when we were younger where he was like, I could save you money with taxes. And he had like question marks all over his suit.
Yeah.
That's what I look like, except it's with a dog and cat face.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And neither is a suit. So we got a lot riding on tonight.
Yeah.
A lot riding on
We'll
tonight.
Be there cheering.
We will be there. And tomorrow morning, one of us will... Allie had herself quite a weekend. Has it just been a weekend or longer?
It's been a long time coming,
okay.
But this weekend is when I literally was like, I understand how Bean cries on the phone with this cable company.
Mm-hmm.
It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's still continuing, but there might be some cord cutting in my future.
So you've decided that you need to stop doing it that way and start piecing it together different ways.
Yeah, it's...
fascinated on how that works.
Yeah, it's a lot, and luckily... We have a friend of the show, Ashley Esqueda, that walked me through some stuff. And I thought, I bet a lot of people are curious about cord cutting, how to even start it, what you need, that type of thing. So we're going to discuss cord cutting coming up.
All right. Just after 7 o'clock first, Jensen is here.
Yeah, you guys, it's time again. I am the man who gets you up on fast food and QSRs, quick service restaurants, for those who don't know. So here is the fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the fast food report with your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He is Jensen Karp. Take it away, gumshoe.
Oh, thanks, Omar. I am the czar of the QSR, and it's Halloween season, which we know means that spooky foods are out there. Spooky selections, things that you want at your fast food quick service restaurants that involve ghosts, spirits, ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick it off at Burger King.
Okay.
Who in the past has dropped some great holiday items? Now they're kicking it up a notch with the Ghost Whopper.
The Ghost Whopper?
Mm. The Ghost Whopper.
It's just an empty bag?
Well, no. But actually, honestly, kind of close. It starts with a quarter pound of beef topped with sliced tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, ketchup, pickles, and sliced white onions. You might be asking yourself, that sounds like just a normal Whopper.
Yeah.
It's just that's what I get every time.
Right.
Well, there's one big difference. This is on a new white cheddar cheese flavored all white sesame seed bun. It's paler than Conan O'Brien.
So the color of it is ghost-ish.
That's the biggest difference.
Okay.
They say it's because a ghost has been inserted into the burger and it's haunted.
All right, take it easy.
Okay.
Okay. There are only 10 locations in the world selling the special Ghost Whopper, and closest to us is San Francisco, so maybe plan a big day trip if you want to go. So with this one, the only small difference, again, is the bun. So I ask you, do you eat the spirit of the Holy Ghost or demand the return of Golden Toaster as I put on the radio the Ghost Whopper eater be a stuffed bun?
Dude, I love the home of the Whopper and the Ghost Whopper. I just want to order this, eat it, and just say, my Whopper totally went ghost on me.
Oh, but I hate everything.
Can we stop? Should we stop right now?
Just
or
stop the segment. How do we? It's done.
Should we just sign off?
Maybe the radio show.
Honestly, it's harder to be more embarrassing than what I do during the fast food report.
Well done.
Allie, eat it or beat it.
Did you bring up the Holy Ghost?
I did. It's, just so you know, it's do you eat the spirit of the Holy Ghost or demand the return of Golden Toast?
Seems like sacrilegious, but I'm going to eat it.
I mean, I like the Whopper. I'm eating it.
Okay. Not scared of the bun is what you're saying.
No.
All right, moving on.
I ain't afraid of no bun.
Wow, we're on fire.
Should we stop now?
Staying with the trick and trick-or-treat, let's move to Papa John's, a pizzeria known for its pie, definitely nothing else controversial. They have released the Jack-O-Lantern pizza.
Jack-o-lantern.
Jack-o-lantern. It is a large, thin crust pepperoni pizza decorated with a pepperoni border, a pepperoni smile, and pepperoni triangle eye sockets, all set up with black olive eyes.
That's why he's smiling, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jack.
Oh, all right. Oh, it looks like a human face, especially when I was in ninth grade before I took Accutane. This will run you only $11, okay? And it's available through October 31st. So now that you've heard it, the Jack-O-Lantern Pizza. Light that puppy up or fight that sucky yuck, or as I like to put it in your beard, Star Lolly!
How's your blood pressure?
Eat it or beat it.
I'm going to beat it.
Beat it. All right. It's just a normal pizza with pepperonis, face, and eyes.
Yes, but when you combine that with Allie's motions and mouthings, then I'm a beat it. I'm not. I don't want it.
You are a beat it.
I did not see this coming.
You did not see this coming.
I don't want any part of any of this.
Don't ask what the special sauce is. Mugs, eat it or beat it.
Any food that has a little happy face on it makes it that much better. And I love pepperoni. I'm going to eat it.
That was the right thing to do. Right. Okay. Right. With Halloween around the corner, that means it's a hop, skip, and a jump to Thanksgiving. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah.
All right. Our pals at Fatburger know the deal. They just introduced the cranberry turkey burger.
And eat it.
Yes.
Well, I can't do it yet. Okay. It's too early.
Sorry.
Feel like a pilgrim with this new holiday twist on the chain's classic turkey burger, featuring a turkey patty top with cranberry jelly, cranberry mayo, lettuce, pickles, and onions on a plain bun. It's a Thanksgiving dinner between pieces of bread. These will be available for only a short amount of time at around $8. So I ask you. And I ask you with all sorts of sincerity. Surround yourself with family and give thanks or become emancipated and get shanked. Fatburger, cranberry, turkey berry. Eat or beat it, Kevin, first.
I will eat that. That sounds good.
All right, Allie.
I think any turkey should have cranberry on it in a sandwich. Okay. It's the American way. Yes, eat it.
Okay. Mugsos?
Thanksgiving food is awesome. I'm with Allie.
Yeah.
We eat it.
Yeah.
All right. I was eating it,
we're
too.
Pretty good. Right, moving on. We don't talk enough about bagels here at the Fast Food Report, and this week we get to remedy that situation. It seems that the Einstein Company is testing a brand new breakfast item that takes the traditional bagel and mashes it up with a burrito. Welcome to the Bagel-rito.
Nope.
It features two cage-free eggs, thick-cut bacon, turkey sausage, three cheeses, hash brown salsa, green chilies, wrapped in a flour tortilla, then hand-wrapped again into a bagel. And then it's baked until it's golden brown. Oh, man.
I don't feel like I could get to the food in this one. This sounds very confusing.
Well, it's only being tested right now for a limited time in Colorado, so don't worry. But they have hopes of it going national, so I ask you. Do you allow the bagel and burrito to get married in the eyes of God or stop the union because it's just odd? The Einstein Brothers Bagel Rio, eat or beat it! I first!
Beat it.
I would eat it.
It sounds too doughy. It's too much. It's too much like bread.
Okay.
That's the first time she said that.
Mugsos.
Look, I think this furthers the already good standing relationship between the Jews and the Mexicans.
Yes.
What?
So I will eat it.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm out. Too difficult.
Beat it.
All right, last
too
one.
Hard.
Too hard.
Eat.
Last one. We're really, really challenging here. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Panda Express is best known for its orange chicken, and for good reason, it is delicious. But they're always thinking of what's next. And their newest test item is the kind of forward thinking I like to see when it comes to quick service restaurants. Exclusively tested at the Panda Express Innovation Kitchen in Pasadena.
Okay,
so
all right.
So finally
fancy.
Something we could go to.
Mm-hmm.
May I introduce you to the pastrami bao bun?
Mm. Continue.
The pastrami bao bun is a mashup of the Taiwanese street food classic and the American deli sandwich. Handheld dish combines slow-cooked hickory liquid smoked pork belly with pastrami spices topped with pickled cucumbers and a sweet savory sauce, all in a fluffy and light bao bun. They hope to see a positive reaction to test base and have it roll out nationally. So I have this. You know this info.
Yeah.
You have everything you need, I ask you. Okay, I ask you, can the Taiwanese and Jews live in harmony, or is this idea totally scarring me? Pastrami bao buns, eat or beat it, let's go to Mugs!
Look, anything I could do to further the already good standing relationship between the Taiwanese and the Jews, I will do, I will eat it!
Allie?
I will eat that with Mel Brooks.
Okay.
What? Is he in the sandwich? What? How's that work?
He's
eating
just,
with Mel Brooks?
He's hanging out,
he's
watching
Jeff. He's hanging out, walking Jeff.
Just a Jew.
I'm going to eat that. That sounds good.
All right, maybe I do have one more.
Okay.
I'll give you one more.
Going to have a heart attack.
A bonus.
I know. I really am in pain here. Finally, for dessert, we go to Japan because the McDonald's there has a new exclusive item that caught my attention. They're teaming up with Japan's Granny Smith Apple Pie and Coffee Shop. It's like a big famous coffee shop there.
Okay.
To release the Apple Pie Latte. Apple pie
apple
latte.
Apple pie latte.
You can get it hot or cold because you start with a combination of apple pie flavored syrup and espresso blended with your choice of cold or hot milk. Both drinks are finished with apple pie flavored whipped cream, crushed cigar cookies, and a drizzle of applesauce. These will only be available through November in Japan, so I ask you, my coffee could use a little apple and granny or no thank you. Please kill my entire family. Apple pie latte and McDonald's drinker singing. Let's go to Kevin.
I will eat that. That sounds good.
You're going to drink it.
You're gonna drink
oh,
it,
I can
yeah.
do drink it. I can
drink
do...
it. I'm going to...
Okay. Allie?
I love my family and I don't want them to die.
Okay.
I would drink that.
Drink it. Apple pie is one of my all-time favorites. I'm going to drink it. Drink
it. I'm more impressed that you're so concerned with race relations. That was the fast food report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the Fast Food Report with Jensen.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, your tickets for our Breakfast with Green Day.
Yeah.
We're going to play an unfortunate game, but you will be able to win those tickets coming up just after 7:30. Right now, Ellie is here. What's happening?
You know I love Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Just an adorable young man. Excellent singer. This is a stupid idea. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran's hometown is offering a walking tour of the streets where his journey began. Mm. According to the BBC, the route around Ipswich in his home county of Suffolk County, I guess, will include the venues where he played his first gigs as a teen. The Swan, the Steamboat Tavern. Oh, it might be like a bar crawl. Hold on, wait.
I was going to just say, if it's not a bar crawl, I'm out.
Wait, now you're into it?
It's not. It's not. Because they're just going to bring you to these things. And then stops at the Ipswich Museum, home of the Ed Sheeran pig sculpture.
Oh, boy.
All right, now I'm back in.
Okay. This is
a true roller coaster.
Upon further reading, the University of Suffolk and Town Hall, where Ed was awarded his honorary doctorate. Oh, mm-hmm. I'd skip that.
The Baby Gap, where he gets his clothes.
The tour culminates at Christchurch Mansion, which currently features an exhibit of Ed's pre-fame life, curated by his father. Oh, what do you think? Is it like just report cards and like, oh, here's his first haircut?
That is honestly
haircut.
My mom's dream.
Really?
My mom, it's like a little museum of Jensen.
She would, oh my God. If Hot Carl would have blown up, which, yeah, you know, real fantasy world there. But if he would have, I'm telling you, she would have built a museum out of the house. She had my first Nikes bronzed. She had like all of my report cards.
And I'm going to tell you that I wouldn't go to that. And well, I like you.
Here's the good news. You're basically getting that with the Hall of Fame, which you guys are going into. So yeah, keep in mind, they'll probably take like, you know, your first notes or something and put them behind glass. Yeah,
somehow I doubt that. But okay.
All right. Well,
you never know.
I'm going to force it.
And can't nobody wants anyway. Kevin notes. Kevin's no. notes.
My mom does have my yeah. first hair that they had cut off.
Okay, creepy. Something's wrong with Geraldine.
I think most parents...
That's the name
parents,
of Jensen's book.
Something's wrong with Geraldine. I think most moms, for the first haircut, have a little locket of hair that they put in a book.
Okay. Do they still have their teeth when the man is 40 years old?
No! What? I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, my mom still has my baby teeth.
No?
No, she doesn't.
She did. She may have just thrown them out, but she had them until I was 39.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. These are all questions I have for her.
Hang on, writing notes.
I seriously was like, did she keep my retainers? I think she did.
No, yeah. Jensen.
I know. She has a Christmas ornament on her tree that's a half of a pretzel, and there's glitter on that half. And I was like, what is this? And she said, oh, you made this in second grade. I said, was it always half? She said, no, it broke. I kept it. I'd still love
it. Isn't that creepy?
My mom has a bunch of Christmas ornaments.
Are they broken pretzels?
No.
Okay.
Also, we celebrate Christmas, so mm-hmm.
right.
That's a difference. Well,
we definitely culturally appropriate you in your
home. I don't think my mom has much of me when I'm younger, except for all embarrassing pictures. So okay. every birthday she'll send not okay. to me but to my family mm-hmm. the embarrassing pictures.
Jensen, I'm going to ask you something.
Oh no, yeah.
A lot of moms keep, like, umbilical cords, that type of thing.
I don't like where this is going.
I think that my mom kept the umbilical cord and then put it, like, under the house or whatever it was.
Right.
So she had it, but okay. no, she did whatever the tradition that she wanted to do with it was.
Other
but she definitely would have kept it.
That might be
oh, a foreskin.
Yes.
I don't know if she kept it. We'd have
she
to ask.
Absolutely she kept it if she's got your teeth.
Oh, maybe that's what she wears as a ring.
Oh,
now
man.
It makes sense. I didn't know what it was. It looked like skin. Maybe it's the ring she wears.
I hate it so much.
But she really is not a bitch. She keeps everything.
There's something wrong with Geraldine tonight on Dateline.
Every time that, like, I was mentioned in a newspaper or something, or, like, any hot girl thing, she
clips.
When we went through her storage, she had 6 or 7 of every newspaper. That
six
I was
or
in,
seven?
Of the same issue, not, like, of different ones.
Why
like,
not
she,
just one?
I don't what? Know.
Huh. That's odd.
Is your mom stalking you?
I don't know. I was in a video game. I was a secret character in NBA Live 2003. You could, like, use a code, and I show up in it. And my mom bought it on all the systems, PlayStation, GameCube, all the things.
How many times has she played it?
I don't, never, they're all unopened, but she had, like, 2 or 3 of each. Like, she's like a historian.
But 2 or 3, that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
She doesn't even have a GameCube or a PlayStation. She just had the games. Anyway.
That's a little scary.
I don't know what to think about this.
Anyway, go to this Ed Sheeran thing.
Or don't.
Or don't, yeah, is what I'm saying. Some birthdays for you. Christopher Lloyd, Jeff Goldblum, Spike Jonze, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and still sounded great, Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Pretty good. I mean,
it's
spot on.
Stunning.
About a half hour from now, your tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're excited about that. Allie, tell us how this story got started.
Well, it takes a lot for me to tweet about a company that has wronged me. So it's been years in the making, but my cable company just... problem after problem, nothing getting resolved. And I keep saying, I think this is the problem. And they're like, no, we have to send someone out. I'm like, nope, I think it's on your end. I think there's a little flip that you just switched and I think everything will be fine. Nope, got to send someone out. Well, when can you send someone out? Oh, not until like a week from today. Can you sit home for 7 hours? No. So finally, I had just kind of had it and I tweeted about it. And Ashley Escada said, Allie, if you want to talk about cord cutting, I'm here for you.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, who is this angel? Mm-hmm. Who is this woman that will regret saying that? Because she literally had to walk me through the basics of cord cutting. Because I'm like...
Define cord cutting for those who don't recognize
it. You get rid of cable, you get rid of, you know, DirecTV or whatever you have, and you essentially just use different apps... that you can watch TV live, which was a huge question for me. I'm like, do I have to wait until something posts later? How do you do that? Can you watch sports live? What can you get with cord cutting? Oh, you can get everything that you get with cable without people in your home that you're waiting for.
That don't need to be there anyway because it was on their end.
Yeah, you essentially just need a great Wi-Fi internet connection.
And I think the one that's most common for people is like HBO Go, right? So rather than buy HBO through your cable company, right. You just buy directly from HBO and it becomes an app and you can watch things on demand
sure. At
the same time as when it's on your television.
But this is for basic channels.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
you can get an antenna, you can do whatever, you can do that.
Yeah.
But other things, when you've got YouTube TV, you've got Philo, you've got all these different things that you can get and get all the channels that you got
it's
on
all
your cable.
To me. It's all
it's
to
crazy.
Me.
I'm very confused about which services have what.
Same. And, I don't know where to start.
There are very handy articles that will list every single channel and whether you get that with AT&T Watch TV, with Sling, with Hulu Live TV, with PS View, with YouTube TV. I have learned so much and oh my God, Kevin, for you, Fubo TV. It's every soccer match ever in the history of soccer.
Fubo TV was going to be.
Have it.
And you have to. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right. Then you already know.
No?
It's Fubo. You have to wear Fubo clothing when you. I said Fubo again.
You cut to me, and I'm just wearing head to toe, big jeans.
You need that to make
that
the
says,
app
for
work.
Us, by us.
Let's bring in Ashley Escada, shall we? Ashley, good morning.
Hello. I feel like Allie covered it, guys. So, bye.
All right, thanks for calling.
No, you taught me everything, but we all still have questions. You need to explain this to the layman. Like, I don't understand what's happening. How do I even begin?
Okay. So, how we started was, I'll try to give a little bit of our, how we cord cut.
Okay.
So, what we did was we wrote down all the shows that we watch. And then we said, okay, now what channels are those on? And then we knew what channels we watched and which ones we really didn't. And that helped us start figuring out which services worked for us and which ones would not work for us.
Okay.
So at the time, like Game of Thrones was on and Last Week Tonight, so we were like, okay, HBO is a must. And so they have, like Jensen was saying, HBO Now works great for that. Mm-hmm. And so for a while, we had PlayStation View because that was one of the only channels that had logo. And I needed RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
All right.
Understandable.
So I needed.
Yeah. Wait, really quick. PlayStation View is a, that's through your PlayStation. It's just an app for television.
So it originally used to be only like PlayStation, but yeah. Now it has an app on Apple TV, Fire TV. Like you can get the PlayStation View app. So even though it's called PlayStation, you don't need a PlayStation to use their TV service.
Okay. Great.
All right.
And then RuPaul's Drag Race moved to VH1 and Comcast channels, which are, this is all like so ridiculous, guys, right? Like, yeah. So Comcast channels, I'm sure if you've had cable, you've seen those warnings where it's like, call your cable provider and tell them you must have Comcast.
Too many times.
You might lose, right, like you might lose Comedy Central and, you know, and VH1 and other channels like that. So RuPaul's Drag Race moved to VH1, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't have Comcast channels anymore. So it was very sad. But then Comcast and I believe Viacom and a couple other companies started a streaming service called Philo. And Philo, which is with a PH, P-H-I-L-O, is like $16 a month. And they banked on the fact that they said Philo is for people who don't want sports channels, who don't want live local channels, which you can get with an HD antenna for $20 at a Best Buy, and not 24-hour news cable news channels. And I'm like, well, that sounds pretty good to me. So I can deal with not having 24-hour news channels. That sounds great. Which is why it's so cheap.
Do we know where the Dodgers fall into this? Dodger games. Like, because
so
that,
Dodgers yeah. and Lakers is hard. Okay, uh-huh. So this was somebody asked me that when I was talking to Allie on Twitter. Dodgers and Laker games are hard because Spectrum has like their own little channel, Spectrum Sportsnet.
Yep,
and none of these other services have access to that.
Haven't. Hmm. No,
and that's what they pay. That's what the Spectrum pays for. Basically, they're hoping
right.
you keep them. Yeah.
They're hoping you keep them. And the thing that's really garbage is if you lived out of the Los Angeles market, you could subscribe to something like, MLB or NBA TV, and you could watch all of your Lakers and Dodgers games. But because you actually live here in Los Angeles, that's the thing everybody needs to call about. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, which is, this like monopoly on all of the Laker and Dodger games. That one is tricky.
All right. Hold on one second. So we're going to take your calls as well. 1-800-520-1067. If you can help us figure out where things are.
Equation.
Is there
what
any way?
Doing, yeah. What are you doing with your cable cord? Are you always going to keep a cable service? Like, let us know what you're
is
doing.
Is there any way to get Lakers?
You can get a VPN. And
that's
then,
the VPN. Yeah. Yeah. It's a virtual private network or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was exactly. I feel like, oh my, have I taught you guys something?
You really have.
Oh,
yeah. You really have.
You really have.
I mean, basically, it makes it look like your computer is not in Los Angeles. Yeah. It's someplace else.
Yeah.
Correct.
Here's the thing, Ashley, because then I started doing what Ashley said. Go through what channels you want, which for Ashley, a lot less channels that she wanted and needed than I did. I want so much, and it's ridiculous. But I kind of narrowed it down to YouTube TV. I want that. It's $50 a month. But then I was like, wait a minute, no Hallmark? What's going on? So then I was like, oh, Philo has it, and that's $20.
Okay.
So then things started adding up. So I'm like, $50 here, $20
well, that's
there.
My question.
Then
is,
I get Apple
it?
TV. Then I get Disney Plus. Then I've got HBO Go. So it does wind up totally adding up. So you have to really determine what you need and what you don't need. So,
but isn't
it
about the same? And wouldn't it be easier just to not cut the cord?
Ashley, are you saving any money?
So we save a lot of money because I have made peace with the fact that I'm going to have FOMO when it comes to TV shows. And there's already some stuff like I have just missed. Like even if I have access to a show,
right.
Like for example, I have missed a couple of like the last seasons of Broad City. Because I don't have time. There's not enough time to
it's
watch
too much
all
TV.
The good TV that's happening.
Yeah.
So like, and like Hulu, for example, like we stopped subscribing to Hulu because I was like, it's too depressing for me to watch Handmaid's Tale, even though I want to watch it. And so we're just gonna leave that on the back burner for now. But the nice thing is like, you can stop subscribing and subscribe to something else.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
That's the great thing, because you're not locked into anything.
You're not locked in.
And a lot of these companies, like YouTube TV, they'll let you try it out for a week.
Right.
And a lot of people, this confused me, because I'm like, but what if I want to record something? YouTube TV, unlimited DVR space. Oh. And 6 accounts. So you can have 6 different accounts in your house, like if you had a family and kids. and they can all have their own accounts and record their own things.
Right.
It's fascinating, you guys.
This party lit.
It really is. Yeah. And there's also free TV out there. So Pluto TV is something that I've been having fun with. If you want really good, like, live background TV, like, you have something on your TV whenever you want. Pluto TV, I thought, did a really interesting job where it looks like your standard kind of cable guide, where it has, you know, all of your different channels. But the first block of channels is like horror movies, rom-coms, action movies.
But I just feel like those are just like honeymooners episodes or something. Like, I never feel like there's actual TV I want to watch on there.
Well, so they started adding another block of stuff called binge watch, mm-hmm. and it's all like one show. So it's like a channel that just plays one show. And for anybody who loves RuPaul's Drag Race, they added RuPaul's Drag Race.
All right, so that's, we get it. Like, you like RuPaul's
wow.
Drag Race.
Man,
Ashley.
Man.
But it's like, if you want to watch all those old episodes, which are not really anywhere, like, except like that's the place you would be able to watch them. So like, there's some stuff that is older that maybe hasn't been licensed out to, or isn't playing on live TV. There's a lot of that kind of stuff. So, like, right. some older TV shows.
Unfortunately, for time, we have to cut it there.
This would be 5 hours but, if I wanted to get true information.
But we are
going to
take
head.
Some calls. 1-800-520-1067 if you have found a way, especially for the Dodgers and Lakers.
Yep.
Ashley Escada, you can follow him, her, on Twitter. At Ashley
Escada.
You're
right.
Nope.
Ashley, you're the best. Thank you for walking us through this.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. And if anyone wants to hit me up on Twitter with questions, they can do that, too.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you. All right. We'll take your calls next. 1-800-520-1067. Head of Offspring, let's take one phone call. We're talking about cutting the cord and somehow piecemealing together all the different services so that you can watch whatever TV you want to watch.
AKA the hardest thing you can do in all of media.
Yes. Eddie, good morning.
It is.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
So I actually haven't had cable for the past almost 10 years.
10 years?
Early adapter.
There weren't apps and stuff then, were there?
No, there weren't. Mainly we settled with Hulu and Netflix. And then afterwards, we started adapting other stuff. Later, we ended up with Spectrum TV, which was actually pretty great. We had that for about 2 to 3 years.
So what is Spectrum TV? What is Spectrum TV different than my Spectrum cable?
Yeah, don't you have to have Spectrum cable to have Spectrum TV work?
No, we have Spectrum Internet. And then they offer us Spectrum TV, which is live TV. It's pretty much, I guess, like a dumbed-down version of their cable bundles.
And can you get Dodgers and Lakers?
To be honest, I'm not a sports guy, so I wouldn't really know.
Oh, okay.
That is worth looking into.
Yeah, for
interesting.
Sure.
Again.
Yeah, and then actually recently we cut Spectrum TV and moved over to Hulu Live. It actually provided us with more channels that we were into for about maybe $20 to $30 cheaper.
Wow. All so right. You're saving money and you're still getting all the channels you want.
Uh-huh. And just like sports, how they have specific apps or streaming services for that, mm-hmm. I'm into anime myself, and I actually have Funimation, and I've been contemplating to get Crunchyroll, yep. which are specifically aimed for anime viewers.
Mm-hmm.
How about
that? You do have to put in about, 40 to 55 hours of homework in order to figure out.
So
do add that into the cost.
But Eddie did 10 years ago.
Anime, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too much. Too much.
All right. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. How do you cut the cord? What services do you use? We'll take your calls in about 10 minutes. Your chance to win tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. Right now, we're talking about cutting the cord, how mm-hmm. you do it. And what's the best way? What's the cheapest way to do it?
As you see, I've put together this entire bulletin board where everything connects to each other.
Yes,
it's
very confusing.
Crazy.
Okay, so FUBU goes to Yargo, which goes to Hambone.
It's and like Hambone. We're watching Homeland
yeah,
here.
Yeah, all of those things connect. It's $6 for all of this.
Okay.
At the end, I'm paying $250 a month. Is that a good
that
deal?
That seems like it's more than the
well,
cable.
That's where I'm at. I okay. like anime, so what can I say?
Let's go to Brad in Chino. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, Bean. Bean, touch my bean.
Hello.
Kevin and guys. Hi. So I worked for Best Buy back in 2000 when the TiVos first came out. So mm-hmm. I've been, like, you know, in front of the wave on this stuff, you know, with the DVRs and then the streaming and stuff like that. What you can do now is TiVo has, you know, some boxes that you can buy with the over-the-air. So you get all the broadcast channels for free. It's about $600 initial cost. And then, you know, it's Amazon. You know, you can do Amazon's, you know, free. Because you're paying for that for the shipping, not for the other stuff.
Right.
And then you can do, you know, do the other stuff. So pretty much, like, I've helped my sister and some other people save about $1,000 because they're only paying after the initial cost of, you know, getting a TiVo and the antenna and setting it up, you know, about, you know, $30 to $40 for, like, Amazon or for HBO and then Hulu. And then Hulu has a deal, which I got last Black Friday. You get it for $1 for a whole year. Hmm. So there's a bunch of deals to watch out during, like, Black Friday that can really save money. And with the TiVos, if you get that, you can get the boxes and you can get
it
little,
just
like,
feels like you have to be so aggressive it's, in following up on everything. And when you get this, when you get that.
If you like homework, you'll love 2019 cable. It's crazy. Well,
is it as difficult as it sounds, Brad, or was it simple?
No, it's really not. You can go on, like, the TiVo website. And it's really straightforward. You just look at their over-the-air, and they have it, you know, they have it, like, ready for you guys to go.
Okay.
And because they're the initial ones that came out with the DVRs, and then all the cable providers, you know, got their service and right. started using it. It's a really straightforward, and the nice thing about it is, like, you go on, and then at the bottom of the page where after all the shows are, you have HBO, you have all your streaming platforms, so you just log into there, and there's no, like, additional logins. And the controller has a button you can push and say, play H, you know, you know, Handmaid's Tale or
hey,
whatever.
Hey, Brad,
those episodes.
How long have you worked for TiVo?
Like I worked for Best Buy. And
I'm kidding, Brad.
She's just kidding.
I'm just saying you're doing a good sales job.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. That's information that I had no idea existed.
I didn't even know TiVo had over-the-air stuff.
I didn't know TiVo was still around. I thought we just had these DVR boxes now.
Yeah, it was the original DVR.
Yeah, it is the OG.
Does it still make those noises? Like, boop.
I don't think
all right.
so.
All right.
Bring your snack bag.
Hey, AJ and Pico Rivera.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank
good.
You.
So I'm only spending $20 a month.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I get every channel you could think of.
Whoa, so what is this?
It's a hack, isn't it? You figured out a hack.
You pay a guy $20 a month.
So the app is called Gears Reloaded.
Gear Reloaded?
Gears Reloaded. So this is my second month with it. Mm-hmm. Before I was paying about $240. For DirecTV,
mm-hmm. sure,
cut it, and now every Sunday I get the NFL ticket, Major League Baseball channels,
and you can Saturday, watch live TV.
Live TV,
wow!
The channels I'm watching local news. I can see news from the East Coast, West Coast, all that.
And then,
$20.
Do you just use like a Fire Stick with it?
It's an app. You can download it to your phone, or you can put it onto the Fire Stick.
Okay.
He makes it sound so easy.
Yeah.
For $20 a month, there has to be a catch.
So, there's no
for
catch. Each TV you or each thing you download it to, they add you charge you an additional $10. So if you get downloaded for two gadgets, mm-hmm. it'll probably be $35, $30.
And are you able to record on that as well?
No, I haven't discovered that part. But no recording, but you get every other
I don't know what I even watch live.
Yeah, I would need to buy like a component DVR.
We could take 25 calls and 25 people have different.
Absolutely,
it's
there's
nuts.
So many different ways to go about
that. That's $20 a month. I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mike in Commerce. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. So I currently have cable, but once Disney Plus comes on, I am cutting my cable.
It's
I
odd.
Already have Hulu.
It is odd that none of us have a choice.
We have to get Disney Plus.
Yeah,
Plus.
It's not even an option.
It's too overwhelming, and so you just have to get it. So, okay, good.
Yeah.
And Hulu Live is different than Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu Live is an add-on from Hulu, and that's something that I have as well. And I'm able to get not all the games, but I'm able to get my local games. So I was able to get the Dodgers when they were playing. I'm able to get, I don't know about basketball because I don't really watch basketball, but I'm able to get all the football games, at least the ones that are for, I would get if I was watching general cable because they usually play games that are designated to your area.
How do you get Dodger games?
He said through Hulu Live.
Through Hulu Live, yeah.
I mean, again, we don't know anything, is what I'm trying to say.
I feel like Spectrum would squash that immediately.
And I don't know if that was because the Dodgers were in the divisional, and that's why I got it.
Because they were cable.
Yeah, if you were TBS or TNT.
If you weren't seeing regular season games, that's different.
Yeah. Okay. Playoffs you can watch.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily watch the Dodgers during the regular season.
Well, there's no point in watching them in the playoffs either. I'm not going to lie.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We have to clear the lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then we want you to call for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. We're going to play a very annoying game.
Yes.
So call now, 1-800. A half hour from now, we're going to talk to Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show.
That's a big name.
Love him so much. Right now, we are giving away tickets to Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Green Day.
Everyone's favorite band. You get to see them with like 200 people tops or something.
You get to help ask the questions. They play live. It's going to be a good time. And we're doing it, unfortunately, with a game we call Meow-yoki.
Meow, 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 meow.
The theme didn't need a bridge.
I mean, honestly, though, our meowing is going to be super annoying as well.
Yes.
We stole this from who? Which radio station? Is it Atlanta?
Radio station
it was in Atlanta. Yeah, mm-hmm. we were in a waiting room waiting for our studio, and we overheard them doing a game where the hosts meow the tune of a song. And the people
first,
guess.
We were very condescending.
Oh, like, this is the worst.
This is awful.
Yeah, this is not what Marconi envisioned.
This guy.
And then as we went on through the day, we were like, you know what? We might have to try this.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen is we're going to meow a song from Green Day, and all you have to do is identify it.
Yes. That's it.
That's it.
Seems easy.
Uh-huh. Let's start with Jose in La Puente. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
You understand. We're going to meow the song, and then you just have to identify it, right?
Unfortunately, I do understand.
Yeah, okay. Same as us. Who is it?
And it's me, Kevin.
All right. Oh. Here we go.
All right.
First one.
Why do I have to go first?
Because the wheel told you so.
Meow, 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 meow.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah! If you could see Kevin's face, it was so tender.
I mean, it's beautiful. A ballad.
You were feeling it. Yeah.
It's a ballad.
Okay.
Let's go to Louis in Temple City. Good morning.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
See who's going to. And it is assistant producer Christine.
Okay.
All right. Kevin, I think it's Luis.
Luis, sorry.
Let's go. Right. Yes.
All right, let's do this, Luis. You ready?
Yes, ready.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Right, we're handling that part.
When I come around. Sure.
Yeah! I mean,
whoever told him, if he
wins, he has to take that woman.
His wife or girlfriend or daughter, who knows who she was, deserves to go. Steve in Mission Viejo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm all ready to hang up.
Oh, all right.
That's the kind of positivity we're looking for. All right, and the person that's going to be meowing the lyrics for you will be Allie.
All right, Steve, we got this. You ready?
Let's go, Allie.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, me
I got to be honest. This band is a little easier. This game is a little easier with this band than most.
Okay. All right. Or we're just great at
it. We're
now.
Great. I mean, that could be too.
A lot of practice.
Evan in Redlands. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Meow Yoki, the unfortunate game that you have to play to win tickets. Mm-hmm. The person that's going to be meowing for you is Dave, the King of Mexico.
Okay.
Sick.
All right.
Sorry, Evan.
Let's do this. Meow 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 meow
meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow
meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. The person meowing for you will be Jensen.
All right. Here we go. Good luck.
Thank you.
The meow, 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 meow.
That's.
You got it?
That's
it. You should get it.
She's not saying anything. Oh.
I'm having a blank.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I thought I did good.
It was good.
It wasn't
you
great.
You did really good.
It
I
wasn't
know what
great.
Song it is. I just can't remember the title.
Oh, that's... I got to be honest. Cindy, that is so me. Every single song I would go, I know that, and I don't know the title. Apologize. that was good riddance. Out of your life. You had the time of... I mean, you can let me say it, Mugs. Pat in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have time for one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's see who's going to be meowing for you. And it will be beer mug.
All right.
All right, here we go, Pat. Listen up. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. No. No, that was brain stew.
I mean, you chose a curious thing to do, which was you were doing the music, the guitar part.
Yeah.
Most of us were doing the hooks.
Yes. Well, I was going to get to the guitar part, but she said the wrong song!
Wow.
All right, we have four people in the drawing to find out who is going to join us. Nope. That's not it. That's it. Who's going to join us for breakfast with Green Day?
Luis is going to join you.
Hey.
Luis!
He got it, yes.
Well, you got it, man. You,
technically,
you, got
you
it.
Have it, yeah.
All right. We'll see you at the breakfast. Thanks for playing the game.
Meow, 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 meowie, yo.
I mean,
good morning.
Second only to Wing and Sam. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, though, how they covered the Wing and Sam song.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sounds made it
their great. Own. Yeah. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. The host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, joins us in just a second right now. Allie, what's happening?
Speaking of cord cutting, right? Mm-hmm. Remember my cable guy that looked like
sure.
a buff Trevor Noah?
Buff Trevor Noah, sure.
It's the pinned tweet to my page if you want to go look at it, at Allie McKay on Twitter. I opened the door, and I was looking at buff Trevor Noah.
Like, you've been working out, and I haven't seen you since.
Yeah.
And you're working at a cable company.
Yes, that too.
By the way, that guy no longer works there,
oh.
which is another reason I'm thinking of cord cutting. Guys, Suge Knight is enlisting Ray J to help him make money from behind bars. The former Death Row Records boss has sold his life rights to Ray J. Ray J, you
his
guys.
What?
Yeah.
The deal was completed 7 months ago, and Ray J is going to be shopping a bunch of documentaries, scripted, and feature projects based on Knight's life and the history of Death Row Records.
Doesn't he know anyone better than Ray J?
I feel like there's been a long-standing relationship between the two where, like, Ray J stuck with him and visited him in jail and all these different things and sort of has always wanted to be in charge of his business. And Ray J, like, released, like, a scooter last year or something. Like, he's not really making music. He's just a weird entrepreneur.
It just seems odd to me that he...
Yeah.
That he would want him to make his life.
Well, as we all know, Suge Knight only makes good decisions.
That's true. So,
Ray J's just another one in the long line.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting.
That's a bad choice right there.
I don't know if you guys saw the interview that Charlamagne the God from The Breakfast Club in New York did with Gucci Mane. But it was very interesting, and it got a lot of people talking online about sticking up for your coworkers during an interview. Because Gucci Mane said some things about Charlamagne's coworkers, including Angela Yee, who's on the show with him. Maybe a bit disrespectful to Angela Yee. Of course, they've had a beef for a while going back and forth. But Charlamagne just kind of laughed it off and moved on to the next question type of thing. And I was watching that, and my thought was, Kevin and Jensen.
Yes.
If you are interviewing a man that you know has murdered, and he says something about me, laugh it off.
We laugh, yeah.
Laugh it off and live, you guys.
I think you know that's what's going
to
happen.
That is my whole point. People were so mad at him. I'm like, the man wants to live. Like, literally make it out of this interview alive. Why are you... No!
Yeah.
It was insane.
Gucci Mane, as the hip-hop correspondent of the show, Gucci Mane does have a ice cream tattoo on his face that says, brr. BRRR, large ice cream cone.
Okay.
So I'm fine letting him just make fun of Allie and you. I would be fine with it.
Of course.
It's not a problem with
and
me.
And we would expect that.
I would, if you it's were like, good. Hey, man, be more respectful to my girl, I'd be like, rest in peace, Jensen.
Right. I'd chime in more. I'd be like, oh, that Allie, right? I'd probably even instigate it.
Oh.
Kevin's a doofus, right?
Maybe too far.
Oh, Gucci Mane. Kevin
sucks. We were saying just let him talk is what we were saying.
Well, you know.
But congrats on bringing back the word doofus.
Yeah. Whatever.
Been a while.
Ooh. Whatever comes out of my mouth with Gucci Mane is sticking.
Gucci Mane would kill you if you said doofus.
Yeah.
And he would be.
Even if you were on his side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying, you guys check out some of the posts about Charlamagne. I'm like, are we watching the same thing? No, let the man get through this interview and then walk away unscathed. Good Lord. All right. Monica Lewinsky is producing a documentary for HBO Max called 15 Minutes of Shame. Instead of fame. You get it?
Yep, got it.
It's set to explore the public shaming epidemic in our culture. She's going to appear on camera to examine cases of people who've been publicly shamed. Max Joseph, who you might know as the co-host of Catfish. I think he was the co-host of Catfish, the TV show. Mm-hmm. He's the gray-haired one, not the brunette one.
Not Nev. Right.
Or is it Neve?
I don't know either. He's awful.
Yeah. Not that one, whoever you
are. He will also be producing it. In recent years, Lewinsky has spoken out not only about former President Clinton's inappropriate abuse of authority during their affair when she was a White House intern, but she has also spoken about the avalanche of pain and humiliation she experienced during the scandal and his impeachment trial. Can you imagine if there was social media back then?
No.
Like how much worse it would have been?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, that's crazy.
I don't know how you would make it through that without just.
Yeah. But she would have been on,
everything
like,
down.
Dancing with the Stars or something. Like it would have been a different trajectory, but it also would have been much worse for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you. I think a little public shaming is good. I really do.
Depending on who,
I think it helps situations sometimes. And also good is accountability.
Yeah.
No one's accountable anymore in our society. Like, oh, just say you're sorry, even if it's a terrible apology, and we're all going to get over it in a month. No. Let's ride it out a bit. Let's make sure someone's really sorry about something.
Do you remember that woman who said something racist and then got on a plane?
Yeah, and had no idea her life had changed during the hours in the air.
She landed and was like, what?
She didn't have any internet, and then she landed, and it was like her whole life
fired
had changed.
From her
it's really sad.
Job and
it's the story ended up being kind of crazy. There's a book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed that follows her pretty close. Mm-hmm. She's rehabilitated her whole entire life.
Wow.
Over the years, yeah.
Good kind of a for good one. Her.
Yeah.
I will say this. There occasionally will say something or will put something on Twitter, and people that are fans of the show will take it further.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't really necessarily see that when you put it out there.
No.
You just don't assume anyone's going to jump.
Well, hers was stupid. But.
Yes.
You know, life
so
is weird.
So is mine most of the time. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, yours is mostly about grammar.
That's true.
But yeah.
It's true.
Misspellings.
It's true. Some birthdays for you. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Jeff Goldblum. Christopher Lloyd, Spike Jonze, and Shaggy.
I don't normally do impressions for the person that I'm standing in front of the person that I'm standing in front of.
By the way, I just like to step in and say, yes, you do.
Almost every time. Or tell them what song they sang and it's not the song they sang.
Every single time.
Yeah. Well, here we go. I'm gonna do it and you tell me what you think. I know I'm not going to be like you, but here we go. Ready? Here we go. Mr. Boombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I think it might work for you. It wouldn't work for me. But I think you'll have no problem working it for you, man.
Shaggy, ladies and gentlemen.
And being so nice.
I mean, could be the nicest man ever because what you did to that man, dare I say.
The best.
The best,
that's
exactly.
Yeah. Tickets coming up. About 10 minutes. to join us in the suite for tonight's basketball
That's
game.
That's right. You can hang out and watch the Clippers win.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is bold.
That's how it's going to go?
All
That's
right.
That's how it's going to go.
I okay. see. Right now, we have Trevor Noah on the phone. Good morning, Trevor.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually just calling for the tickets for the suite tonight. Yeah. I'm joining you. I mean, that's why I'm calling.
I'm sorry.
I feel like Trevor could get them better than we can, but sure.
You're welcome to join us. I mean, we do have very limited seating, but mm-hmm. I'm sure we could squeeze you in.
I just want to be there. I just want to be there to absorb the confidence of the Clippers fans. I'm loving how excited everyone is to have Kawhi. Everyone's like, this is the moment.
Thank you, Trevor. I
mean, I don't want to bring up that they had that same confidence before.
It, you know what,
with Blake Griffin and
yeah, well, Trevor, it's the same confidence I have every time I go to Vegas. I bring the amount of money and I go, I'm going home with something, yeah. and then I pretty much go home with no money. So yeah. I know what it's like.
That's sort of how it works.
Clippers fan for 30 years.
Trevor, we're going to get into your big show coming up at Staples Center. I mean, first of all, Staples Center, what are you doing? That's amazing. But I'm not sure if you remember a year ago, a tweet that came your way via a lot of people because I opened my door to my Spectrum cable guy. And it was like I was looking at the buffest Trevor Noah.
I remember this. Yep. Yes, I remember this.
Yeah. And then I tweeted a picture of him because I'm not going to lie. I was then live tweeting my Spectrum appointment.
You were very turned on.
I was extremely.
Yeah.
Then I tweeted it and you saw the tweet and you wrote, "Why are you exposing my side hustle?" When you saw that, did you think, "Oh, my God, that guy does look like me"?
Yeah, I won't lie. I was offended that you said a buff Trevor Noah.
I don't know why you didn't just say
the Spectrum guy looks like Trevor Noah. You were like, oh, he looks like Trevor Noah who works out and actually goes to the gym. And I was a little offended by that.
So it was an insult.
It was slightly redundant, even.
I'm sorry about that.
I mean, it was just like it was a weird thing to say. What do you mean a buff Trevor Noah? You mean Trevor Noah's here? What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, maybe I'm saying wear less suits then. Start wearing some tank tops.
That's
show
it. It's the clothing.
Guns, Trevor.
That'll work on Daily Show.
It's the closing.
It's funny. I get that all the time. I get that like I'll get, it'll be, you know, anyone. It'll be a cable installer. It'll be like an Uber driver. It'll be someone who works in an airport and, you know, an accountant. The best one was recently there was like a Bernie Sanders rally. And then all of a sudden I got messages from people because there were pictures of the people in the crowd. And someone was like, yo, did you see your kid at the Bernie rally? Oh, look at Trevor Noah's kid. And then like, you can't just say things like that. You've got to be more specific.
Yes. All right. I will never tweet about you having a baby or anyone being buffer than you.
Not buffer. You can just say,
Trevor.
Wow, look at this Trevor Noah lookalike who has walked into my house. He has all the muscles like Trevor Noah does. And now he's installing my cable.
It seems That's like a long tweet. But okay, I'm in.
Do you guys know that Trevor has been on an arena tour since the beginning of the year?
What is happening
how
with you?
How do you do this with your life, Trevor? I can't imagine the torture and the work ethic that you've had to go through between filming your show and touring since basically January?
Yeah, I won't lie, though. It's really been a blessing for me because, you know, like I do the Daily Show during the week. So Monday through Thursday, we're making shows. And then Fridays and Saturdays, I'm on the road doing shows. So I'll go everywhere. You know, I'll go from New York to L.A. I'll be in North Carolina. Sometimes on the weekend, I'll pop over to the U.K. I'll do a show in London or maybe in Finland or Denmark, you know, so...
I just like to re-ask that question. Yeah, that sounds like a terrible schedule.
It's awful. What do you do on Sunday? Like, completely recharge, sleep all day?
No, on Sunday I do my podcast, and then I chill.
Well, you can't chill. We're out of days, Trevor. You did Madison Square Garden this tour. You did arena tour with Madison Square Garden, no big deal. And then in October, you're going to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, well, Madison Square Garden is still coming up, so that's on November 8th, and then Abu Dhabi is this coming weekend, and yes, and then of course Staples Center is on December 6th. So, I mean, if you're really doing what you love, then everything building up to that is exciting. Like no one complains when they're going on vacation because they love vacation, you know. Mm-hmm. So no one will be like, "Oh my God, I've been on 10 vacations this year. What a horrible year it's been." No, I'm having fun. Like I really love doing stand up. I love making people laugh. I think, especially in this day and age, like we need to laugh more and more, you know, like I feel like we've forgotten how to just have fun as people and laugh about what's going on in our lives and the world. You know, it doesn't mean things go away, but just for a moment, we remember that we can laugh as people. Not everything means the world is ending.
As the host of The Daily Show, how does it make you feel that a lot of people actually get all that they know about the news from you?
Well, you know what the thing is? In America, it's weird. Like, in America, a lot of your news is entertainment. So I guess a lot of people think entertainment can be news as well. It's a weird position to be in, you know? So you're watching, like, with anything from CNN to Fox, and, like, they'll have, like, random programs that are just, like, fun and entertaining. And you're like, well, this is not news, but it's entertaining. So I guess the lines have been blurred so much that people just want a place where they can get their news. And I'll be honest, I think a lot of people go, I'll take The Daily Show's news because we try and condense everything into 30 minutes because we don't have 24 hours. So we tell you what you need to know in a day, and then you can go on your way knowing what you need to know, and that's it.
But I do appreciate that you make it factual so that if that is the only place you get your news, you're getting a pretty accurate look of what's going on.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people don't realize how much, like, that will not hamper us, but, I mean, we have to work within the facts. So we have, like, amazing fact checkers at the show. And then sometimes we will be shocked at, like, information that we get wrong before we go on the air. And the fact checker will come and say, hey, this is wrong. We can't say this. This news organization has gotten it wrong. And we might have read it in the newspaper or seen it on TV. And he's like, no, actually, it's wrong. And then we have to change that. And so, you know, like, sometimes we'll, like, even fight with our fans. Something will happen with Donald Trump. And we'll be like, actually, Trump is right when he said that. And people are like, how can you say that? What are you saying? It's like, hey, man, facts are facts. It's as simple as that.
Trevor, what so far out of this whole upcoming election, who's the funniest for you Democratic candidate? Because there's so many. There's like 20. Like, which one for you are you
funniest?
Yeah, like, who are you most excited to do talk about on the show?
Oh, Andrew Yang is funny, man. Andrew Yang is, like, super funny. Because, like, he takes jokes about himself and he makes them part of his, like, campaign, you know? So, like, he came out with that joke where he said, what is the I'm an Asian who likes math, so I'm the exact opposite of Donald Trump. And then people were like, why are you making jokes about Asians and math? And he was like, because I'm an Asian and I love math. And then now he wears like a little badge that says math on his suit when he's on stage.
Right.
And he says math stands for Make America Think Again. Huh. So he's like, he's really funny. He's great. Bert comes out there and he's just like, yo, I don't care about this heart attack. I don't care what's. I'm coming, and I'm running my race, and nothing stands in his way. He's authentic every single day, and I love covering him as well. So those are like
those are good.
I would say the funniest people on the Democratic side.
He does take a lot of crap though from people saying, "Hey, you're not going to win, but you are throwing the election the other way."
Yeah, but I mean, everyone says that about every election, and the truth is, like, no one knows who's going to win. Who thought Donald Trump was going to win?
Right. Nobody.
Basically nobody.
Yeah.
So I think no one should ever use the argument, you're not going to win, so why are you running? It's like, no, that's what this process is about. So let the debates happen. Let the primaries happen. Let the people vote. And then we'll just see who wins. So I don't try and predict anything. I've never been in the game of predicting. All I do is comment on what is happening. And I give you the information and the facts.
You do a lot of impressions in your stand-up. Have you made a conscious effort to stay away from Donald Trump?
To stay away from Donald Trump?
Your impressions in your stand-up comedy, yes.
No.
Okay.
Quite the opposite. I spend so much time listening to him that sometimes, like, one of the voices in my head is Donald Trump's voice. So last night, I went to watch Joker at the cinema, right? And so I'm in the movies. And I'm buying like a ton of food at the concession stand. And literally, I'm like buying popcorn and I'm buying like the chicken tenders. And I'm buying. And then I look down at it and I promise you, the voice in my head went, not good. This is not good. So much food. Not good.
I am terrified.
What taking your work home is not so great.
Trevor Noah's comedy tour is Loud and Clear Tour 2019. It's December 6th at Staples Center. It's his first ever arena tour. You can see him December 6th by going to trevornoah.com, or you can get tickets at AXS.com. And we've got some tickets we're going to give away a little bit later on in the show to that as well. Trevor, you're always welcome on the show. We always love having you. Thank you for visiting.
I can't wait to see you guys in person. When I'm in LA, I'm going to hopefully stop by and say what's up to everybody.
Trevor,
so thank you
do some work. Do some work, man. Like,
right?
Get out there and finally do something
that
with yourself.
Stop being such a
I'm
slacker.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I will work harder. I promise.
Thank you, Trevor.
And by the way, if you need your cable checked again, please let me know.
Trevor, don't joke.
I'll be back in LA soon.
You can check my cable whenever you want. That got weird. Sorry.
Yes, it did. Thank you, Trevor. We appreciate it. All right. We need to clear the lines now because we're going to give away tickets for the suite for the basketball game tonight.
That's right. The local teams are going against each other. We will be there in the suite with you, hanging out, at least most of us. And we want you to join us.
1-800-520-10. Listen, tonight is opening night.
Yep.
Of a certain basketball league.
Yes.
And the two local teams are going to be playing.
The professional teams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing. They share an arena.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then tonight they're meeting at that arena.
Correct.
And they're going to try to have more points than the other team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Opening night.
That arena is where I get a lot of my office supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can say Staples Center.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right.
For people who don't know, we legally can't promo
right.
the things in which we're giving away here.
Yeah, we're not being cutesy.
But we can tell you that it's a great game, and everyone's going to be talking about it tomorrow, and you can join us, the Kevin and Bean crew, in a suite at the game.
Now, that means that we have to pick people who at least sort of know a little bit about us.
Yeah.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, well, we don't want total psychopaths
right.
in the suite with us.
Just, there will be.
Just psychopaths.
Just yeah. psychopaths yeah. And party people. That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
So you need to know a little bit about us in the game that we call Who Are We?
Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? Who? Do you know your Kevin and Bean? Put you to the test, we'll see. Ow! Not only those douchebags talking about the whole team. Who are we? Who are we?
I can't believe he does that for a living.
Yeah, that's his job.
Like, that's his job.
Yeah. Listen, Omar, we're going to need a jingle for Who Are We? Go.
That's what he comes out with.
And then he does it. Eric in Silver Lake, good morning.
Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. We're going to I'm going to give you a description of somebody on this show, on the Kevin and Bean Show, and you just have to tell us which member of the Kevin and Bean Show it is. Okay?
Sounds good to me. Yep.
All right. Question one. This member of the show has a massive collection of Blu-rays, even though that technology is from 2003. Most of those Blu-rays are unopened, but if he ever gets polio, he'll have plenty of time to watch all of them.
Who is it?
That is Jensen.
That is right. Jensen, yes.
And I'll be the one laughing when you guys, all the streaming services go down and you mm-hmm. have to have physical copies.
And you'll have the Blu-ray to watch?
That's right.
All right, let's go to Danny in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
We're playing rather short. All right. This member of the show has seen and will see again every single Hallmark Christmas special ever made. She's most likely already figured out how to see the Christmas movies that will be released later this year.
You kind of gave it away when you said she.
I did, yes, but yep. there's, yeah.
Allie.
All right.
It is
yes.
me.
Okay.
It is me.
I mean, these aren't terribly difficult. I will say that.
By the way, this Friday starts Countdown to Christmas on Hallmark, so that's right. when we start the Christmas season. Let's do this, no. bitches.
Not no. even Halloween.
No.
Oh,
no.
shut up.
Not yet.
Too early.
All right. Will in Studio City. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yep.
This member of the show claims that there's never any need to use windshield wipers, no matter how hard it's raining, because, quote, the little rains just fall off his windshield.
Who is it?
Oh, no. Let's go with Dean?
Sorry, that was Dave, the King of Mexico, who still to this day stands up for that theory as being solid.
Mm. He's forgettable to us, too.
He never needs to use it. All right, let's go to, is it Brenny in Irvine?
Brent. Is it Brenny?
Do you not see the T?
Oh, Brent.
Is it Brenny? Oh,
is it Heimer?
I'll need it, thank you. Is it Brenny?
Is it Brenny?
What did you, nephew? What did you?
Good Lord.
Is it Brenny?
All right, I'm going to describe a member of the show. You have to tell us who it is. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
This member of the show is a pyromaniac, once set a field on fire and has been busted with illegal fireworks by sheriff's deputies on a raid on the beach on the 4th of July.
Who is it?
I think it's got to be Kevin.
That is Kevin. Mm-hmm. That is Kevin.
You're right, Brenny.
You're right, Brenny. Congratulations. I'm going to call you, if you win, I'm going to call you Brenny tonight, just so you know.
Okay.
All right. I hope I win.
All right. Like it's his fault. Let's go to Marlon in Inglewood. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready for
Who Are We?
Yes.
Okay. This member of the show is basically a shut-in, preferring to stay home 24/7, 365 days a year. When his wife invites anyone to his house for a party, he will literally call those people and uninvite them. He is probably in Las Vegas right now.
Who is
Oh, man. Is it beer mug?
No.
Sorry, that's bean.
It's bean, bean, touch my peen.
That is bean. Mm. All right, let's go to Miguel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Miguel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
This is your clue. This member of the show is a huge Dodgers fan and was at the World Series game at Dodger Stadium where Kurt Gibson hit the most famous home run of all time, except he left early and didn't see it.
Well, I guess it's going to be beer mug.
That has to be beer mug, yes.
Beer mug.
And it's all mainly because of Mama Mugs. Let's be honest.
Fault.
It's
yeah.
Mama Mugs. Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more? No.
Yeah, sure. One more.
Let's do one more. All right, let's do Josh in Los Angeles. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning.
This member of the show is also a DJ for weddings and other events you might need entertainment for. He frequently posts pictures of himself all dressed up in a restroom and can be reached if you need a DJ at djomarkhan.com.
It's tough.
Please get
Omar?
It. Please
yeah.
get it. I wanted to get it wrong so badly.
Is it Brenny?
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people are in the final drawing. For the tickets for tonight in the suite.
The winner is Miguel.
Miguel.
Oh, can you take Brenny?
I mean, no, I don't think so. Miguel, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy.
You can make it to the game tonight, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Correct, I can.
All right, we'll see you in the suite. Thanks for playing.
Who are we?
Welcome to 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55. Just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to 14-year-old Noah Eagle, who's doing play-by-play.
It's a make-a-wish.
He's doing play-by-play for the Clippers, and he graduated from college...
2019.
This year.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Super weird. But also, that's how you get the Vin Scullys who are around forever. You have to get them young, you know? So we'll
can I pull Got to Get Them Young?
No.
Please.
Thank you. Please don't. 5 minutes till 9. Allie, what's happening?
Real concerning. if we could clear the lines, because I am going to be giving away something right now. We just had him on. Trevor Noah. You guys, he's going to be at Staples Center on December 6th, 8 p.m. show. This is his first ever arena tour. You want to go to it? Of course you do. Give a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. And we will take, since it's December 6th, let's take caller 6. And you're going to get to see Trevor Noah. It's going to be amazing.
Somebody call my mama.
Well,
that's not going to help, but
I don't know who's answering. I assumed it would be Ruben, but it could be your mama.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Excellent. Dennis Quaid is off the market, ladies. So that 65-year-old actor has confirmed he's engaged to a 26-year-old woman named Laura. After
so he won't be off the market for long.
After proposing to her in Hawaii, he told Extra, it happened on the very northernmost point of Oahu at Turtle Bay. It was kind of spontaneous. It was very much a surprise. And then this article goes hard. They say, typical millennial. She was in the middle of snapping a selfie with Quaid when he pulled out the ring. Like, ouch!
Sounds like a pretty beautiful place if there's ever a place to take a selfie.
Yeah,
it sounds like that's the place.
You would be taking a selfie at the northernmost point of Oahu at Turtle Bay.
That's also not the worst thing said about her yesterday. So it's out there.
Oh, dear.
The difference in age is if, this is not a joke, it's if someone was born today that mm-hmm. I eventually married when I was Randy Quaid's age.
Yeah.
So that's 39 years difference.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Anybody ripping into him for being
they
an
should.
Old dude?
They should. It's creepy.
Yeah. It is odd that they're going after her.
Yeah. Is it odd him. Or is it just
No, that's not true. Yesterday he got murdered on mm-hmm. Twitter. He really did. I mean, he was getting destroyed and for good reason because it's kind of gross.
Yeah, 65 and 26, that's a big age gap.
Yeah.
But you know what? Could be love. They could really be in love, you guys.
I mean, that's true. I know you're just joking.
No, who are we to judge? They could very much be in love. talk about all sorts of things, have great conversations.
Congratulations on her becoming a widow in a few years.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm going to murder him.
Yeah, it got weird, so I'm moving on, because now what if he winds up dead? Then people are like, Jensen murdered him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson trolled his friend Kevin Hart while simultaneously giving fans an update on his status. He showed off the contents of his gym bag on social media, including an action figure of himself, which was a gift from Hart. And he said, I packed this bag myself because I'm going to see my best friend Kevin, and I always like to bring him a few toys he can play with. He then joked, adding that he's recovering from his injuries, he's doing great, and can't wait to come back. So I kind of like their little friendship. It is cute.
Agreed.
Facts of Life stars are reuniting for a Lifetime Christmas movie, you guys.
Yes.
Mindy Kaling, Lisa Welchel, Nancy McKeon, Kim Fields.
I've been dreaming about this.
It's a movie called Light Up My Christmas, airing on December 1st.
That's so hot.
It's based on a true story. The movie tells the story of Emma, who will be played by Kim Fields. Obviously, we all know her as Tootie. And it's going to be a woman who helps remind her hometown about the importance of embracing the holiday spirit.
Oh, that's a new theme.
Which is every single
right.
holiday movie.
That's what I mean.
Which I love. I'm not going to lie.
I'm
okay.
Santa has something very special in his sack for you two.
Oh. So George Clooney will be in this movie?
It is funny. George Clooney started his career, his big job was Facts of Life.
Yeah.
No one remembers that.
He was the little shopkeeper in their store.
With a good haircut.
I didn't remember that at all.
Yeah.
He had great hair. All right. Some birthdays for you. Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, Spike Jonze, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Still got it.
In about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about the Star Wars trailer that was on last night.
Big deal.
Pretty good deal.
Big deal.
First, though, we're going to talk to Noah Eagle, who is being introduced as the play-by-play voice of the Clippers on the radio.
That's right.
Noah, good morning.
Guys, good morning. What's going on?
Noah, we are just kind of astounded by your entire scene. When we were going through research and realizing that you graduated college in 2019 and that we're all radio professionals and that we're bad at it, and now here you are jumping right into the radio position that Brian Seaman had before you for over a decade. Are you nervous for tonight?
Nervous, I don't think is the right word. I would say it's giddy, it's excited. It's a great time. I woke up today like a kid already in a candy store. I think most NBA fans, whether they're working in the NBA or they are doing marine biology, I don't care. People are excited for this season because it's as wide open as it's been in a long time. I think that it's not hard to see that. So just excited for tonight to get this journey started.
And that's the thing. The reason that your position became available is because Ralph Lawler, who had been the Clippers play-by-play and TV for, 20, 30 years.
He hung on, man. He was waiting for a good season.
Oh, yeah.
And now he retired, and now this may be the best team they've ever had.
Well, that's the thing about Noah. Noah doesn't have to sit through the years of garbage, Benoit Benjamin and Matt Fish and these names of guys that you never wish you ever saw on a court. And now you're going to walk in, and you're going to see a team that is favorite to win the NBA championship. I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling for your first year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I when they offered the job, I said, I only come if you sign Kawhi Leonard and trade for Paul George.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And it just kind of happened that way, right? No.
Seems easy.
I am incredibly fortunate to be in this position. I woke up and immediately put on, I have the Slam cover, the famous Slam cover shirt.
Absolutely.
Of Elton Brand and Lamar Odom. And Darius Miles all on my shirt. Yeah, so I'm rocking it this morning, trying to put out the good vibes for the Clippers tonight. It's just an exciting time. You can feel it when you're around the organization, you're in the facility. Everybody's just ready to go, and they're looking forward to what should be and hopefully is a long season.
Ralph Lawler's catchphrase, if you could call it that, was
bingo.
Have you thought about you're going to call 3-point plays or slam dunks or any of that stuff? Like, do you have a go-to?
I can't use bingo. That's not how this works.
I don't know.
I think he's trademarked it. Yeah.
I would assume you wouldn't want to, but it's up to you. No. Have you thought about it at all?
Yeah. Well, when you're doing play-by-play and when you're broadcasting, and look, even when you're doing talk shows like you guys are, everything kind of just comes out naturally. So I don't think I really plan most of what I'm going to say. It's just going to be whatever comes out. And I think that's the best play-by-play is just reactionary at the end of the day.
I was a big Family Matters fan, so I would go like Urkel, and I'd be like, did he do that?
Noah, that's listen, good. Listen, feel
you
free.
You need to make sure you get the voice right there. Yeah. Did I do that?
There you go. Noah, found your catchphrase.
Oh, see, I was going to say, I was going to say on any slam dunk, he goes, slam dunk, and he goes, my wife. Like that.
Okay. Yeah, Borat, that was pretty quick.
Okay.
I mean, I'm
pretty,
not sure.
Quick.
Very timely.
See, I feel like a did he do that?
All right,
is,
both are good.
Do it again, Noah, but change it to did he do that?
Right.
Go ahead.
Did he do that?
Like, oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Noah.
You're welcome.
Also good.
Yeah.
I one time saw Ralph Lawler. We were watching a game, and a guy shot a three, and it kind of went around the rim, and he went, bring it! And then it went out.
Oh.
And he went, got to suck that one back in. I was like,
that
great.
I would like to call, that's probably more of a big no.
Big right. No?
Oh,
see, that's
I like
why
it.
They brought
nice.
In the Eagle.
So all you're right. 22 years old. You get what is probably a dream job that you could literally have for 50 years.
Yeah, that's how it works. And like I said, I think that the best word to describe it is excitement, but I'm ready. I've been working hard. I've been preparing for this game and for the basically entire season for weeks now, and just kind of immersing myself with this team and learning about the history and all those guys you mentioned that have come before.
Do that. Yeah.
You don't
yeah,
need all the history. You don't need.
Noah.
Yeah, it's all right.
You're from the East Coast. You went to college at Syracuse on the East Coast. Is this your first time in L.A.?
Like living out here, yeah.
Living out here, yes. Yeah. I've visited a couple times, but it still feels like summer to me right now.
Oh,
I'm used to snow by now.
Yeah.
I took my driver's exam in a blizzard. People, when it rains here, worry about driving. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is nothing.
Yeah,
so,
just get ready for
in that sense.
Christmas could be 86 degrees, just so you know.
Okay, I'm not complaining.
No,
by the way, seriously, if it's 86 different. On Christmas Day, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
I just that's what I love about Southern California.
Noah, we will be there tonight. We have a suite with some listeners. What do you see? This is a huge game where the Lakers take on the Clippers. What do you see? What do you see happening? Without being a homer.
I see strengths on both sides. I'll say that. Where the Clippers, we know what you're going to get. It's going to be tough, hard-nosed, blue-collar team. And all the guys have bought into that. And Doc Rivers is such a great coach getting the players to buy into what he wants to accomplish and what they all want to accomplish together, which is to basically write history for this team. They've covered up the banner in their practice facility. They want to create a new narrative for the LA Clippers. And I think that starts tonight. So I would expect to see great perimeter play from LA. They want to get the ball and funnel it into Kawhi Leonard's hands and let him orchestrate the offense. And they're going to play great defense. And obviously, what you know with the Clippers is you're going to get a ton of scoring and a ton of boost from that bench in Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. And even now, you're going to have somebody like either DeMichael Green or Mo Harkless in there just based on the numbers of it. So you've got so much talent coming off the bench. That, to me, is the advantage for the Clippers. But you go to the other side, the sheer size that the Lakers have
right.
is the one thing that would concern not just the Clippers, but
any
most
team.
Of the NBA,
yeah,
where you can a lineup that has both Anthony Davis and JaVale McGee, or Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard, that's hard to guard for anybody. So that, to me, is where the Lakers would need to try to take the advantage today. But I think that the bench is where this game could be
Absolutely.
Won for the Clippers.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still on the catchphrases. So Kawhi makes a shot, and you just go, Kawhi not. And then he blocks, and you're like, Kawhi not this time, right?
Ooh, okay.
Huh?
All right. You see,
okay.
Allie, don't humor us. I feel like you should be doing my job, and
Listen.
I feel like we should switch roles here. You could also go who, what, when, where, and Kawhi. That's
okay. Okay.
Oh,
it's wordy, but I like it.
Kawhi not.
Yeah. But I feel like Kawhi has built a phrase in what it do, baby, and
okay.
and just use that universally.
For sure.
Could we hear one more time? Did he do that?
I feel like I'm all out of it.
All right. It's like, you know what? Rest up. Rest up for tonight. We've got your back. It's good.
Noah Eagle doing the play-by-play for the LA Clippers on AM 570 Sports Radio. First game tonight?
Yeah.
Very exciting. We're going to be there. You're going to be there. Have a great season, Noah, and congratulations on getting the job.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on. And go Clippers.
Go
Clips. Let's get it. Let's get after it.
And go Lakers, right?
Go Clips.
What?
Why not?
I don't know if you're watching Monday Night Football last night, but halftime. It wasn't a good game.
No.
Yeah, who did the Patriots? Who did the Patriots play?
I don't remember.
They didn't play a team.
It was the Jets.
It was supposed to be the Jets.
And there were four or five interceptions. I'm not sure, but it was not a good game by the Jets. But at halftime, this happened.
Long have I waited, and now you're coming together. Undoing.
And that was Bill Belichick, which is odd.
Well,
it's really odd.
I mean, the hoodie is very Palpatine-esque.
He really is.
A lot of people do think that. And he pulls strings that nobody knew he was pulling the whole time.
Yeah.
Palpatine.
And they both cheat to
right?
get to the top, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Allie, explain.
Allie's just staring
Allie's
at me.
Staring Jensen
it's
down.
All right,
it's good
okay.
for radio.
It's okay. It's all right. So... explain to those of us, me, who aren't quite sure how this fits into the story. You don't know?
We don't know yet. Nobody
who's
knows
who's he talking
yet.
To?
Is he talking about who's joining forces? Could it be Kylo Ren and Rey joining forces? We
it looks
don't
from the trailer
know.
Like Kylo Ren and Rey were enemies, though.
Well, and then at one point in the trailer, you see them both go after Darth Vader's mask.
Oh.
Like, what's happening? None of us know.
Who was it? It was very easily the most exciting part of that game last night.
Yeah.
It was the Star Wars trailer.
The Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
Did any of you... here's the thing with me. When I hear any music, I tend to well up. Which at the... that, I'll start crying. But in the trailer before this...
Not that.
Not
one.
That. No, okay, I meant okay. Star Wars.
Oh,
songs.
Oh
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
In the trailer prior to this... it's this just beautiful scene, and then just ever so lightly, you hear Princess Leia's theme, which also happens to be my alarm clock.
How many times
not that
do
one
you
either.
Have
nope.
to eat
nope.
before?
Nope.
Okay.
So
there's still
I immediately,
time, though, if you
want to
change
start,
your alarm clock.
No. I love waking up to Leia's theme.
Okay.
So I immediately started crying then at the last trailer. But this trailer, it wasn't necessarily the music that got me.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, certain points. You see certain people that you've missed, that type of thing. But C-3PO, you guys, saying this.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
I mean...
Waterfalls.
You guys.
Do you know that means he's going away? I mean, how do you know that?
Come on.
He's well, taking
what if he's
one
just,
last look at his friends.
He's just going to the bathroom. They're all leaving or something.
I mean, he is kind of that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's anxious about everything. It could very well be a little bait and switch. J.J. Abrams has done that before, for sure. But I'm good with him dying.
Or,
what?
What? Or one last look at his friends before C-3PO turns to the dark
That's
side.
That's another people
Is that
had
a
thought
thing?
When oh when they the trailer before he had red eyes, so they're like, oh, did they get to C-3PO?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't have it in him.
You know what I do like about Star Wars trailers in general is that they don't give away the whole movie, which a lot of movies do.
No.
They put all the best stuff in the trailer and you go, all right, well, I've already sort of seen the movie.
Yeah.
They sort of tease it in a way that it makes me want to see it, but I don't have all the answers at all.
Then at the end, you hear the Force will always be with you, and then a pause, and then the word always. And that was Princess Leia saying that. And that killed me. I guess she's not really a princess anymore.
I love it.
She
went you guys both said earlier this morning that you plan on seeing it multiple times in the first weekend.
Have tickets for Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon.
What are we doing? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why are you
honestly,
doing
I don't know. I was just so excited last night. That I just went on and bought tickets.
And then
a little bit later, my daughter texted me. She's like, hey, do we have tickets for Thursday night for Star Wars? I'm like, yeah, I already got them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin bought tickets for overlapping showtimes. That's how excited he is.
Just in case. He has 8, 8:30, 9:15 in case he's late.
which of course I will be.
Right. So that way you could catch the beginning three times, whatever you want.
I don't know. I was just so excited. I can't wait for it. And
plus,
I do
it's
watch
the
movies.
The end of the Skywalker saga. So it's just.
It is so much more important to me, at least, than a normal movie, just a regular everyday movie.
Oh, for
it just
sure.
seems like it's the ending of this whole storyline. I don't know. It just seemed awesome.
You didn't buy three tickets the first day of Gemini Man?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. It's I had to buy one because I went by myself. Right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. That song ended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
5 seconds ago or so.
All the songs end.
Yeah. They do. That's a surprise. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Allie is here. It's time for one more look with what's happening. What's going on?
How about a pair of passes to the premiere of Terminator Dark Fate? Yeah! It is going down on October 28th at the TCL Chinese Theater. He told you he'd be back. See Arnold Schwarzenegger back in Terminator Dark Fate in theaters November 1st. But, I mean, losers, right?
I'm fascinated by this.
Losers seeing it on the 1st. You're right? Going to the premiere, you guys.
Good
Give
for
a
you.
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and we will take the first 5 callers. You are all going to get a pair of passes to the premiere of Terminator Dark Fate on October 28th at the TCL Chinese Theater.
My sunglasses were damaged.
No, well, look, it has nothing to do
sorry.
With this.
It's a great read.
So look into that.
That is funny.
It is funny. What was it about his hats, his boots, and his motorcycle? Is that what he said? Like, grab my hat. What was it?
Listen, I'm not a big Arnold
guy. Terminator.
I sat next to Arnold Schwarzenegger at a Lakers game. And it was the most torturous thing ever because at first I was like, holy crap, I'm sitting next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was there with his kid and he didn't know.
The one from the
housekeeper kid?
I don't know. Not getting into that.
Okay.
Not sure.
Cool.
Housekeeper kid.
Here's what I do know. He doesn't know anything about the NBA.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So every single time the whistle would blow, he would say, what happened? He would ask me what happened.
No.
And so I would have to explain it to him.
That was a foul, sir.
Basic stuff. And halfway through the first period, quarter, I was like, seriously, I want to move.
When someone got ejected, did you say, he won't be back?
No, I didn't. No, I was quite annoyed at that point.
I'm a Braunschweiger.
Right.
Is that how he introduced himself?
He did, yes.
Which would be weird. So what you're saying is don't sit next to Arnold Schwarzenegger at an NBA game.
Maybe he knows more now, but then he certainly
did
not.
What if you taught him basically just the basics, and now he knows so much about basketball because you showed him the way?
He's on fire!
I don't think he's ever credited me for that.
Yet.
But he should.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Guys, if you pre-ordered Youngblood's new The Twisted Tales of the Ritalin Club graphic novel, you may notice Youngblood has a graphic novel that's going to be coming out. But you might notice something is a bit off about the book. The first batch of novels printed misspelled his name.
Oh, good.
So on the spine of the book, the artist is referred to as Youngblood.
Ouch.
What is happening?
We got chicken sandwiches we had delivered here. And we all ate them here in the studio. Yeah. And we realized quickly that we've created quite a chicken disaster
It really smells great in here, but very strongly.
Like a KFC almost.
Yeah. All right.
Like it smells like a full chicken restaurant.
So you decided to hit your microphone?
Well, I was telling them to throw mine out. And I'm filled with fried chicken is what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
Head
you,
to toe.
You guys
smell Hitting the
like
microphone
chicken.
Was
yeah.
just...
Yeah, that was just me.
Okay. All right.
Good.
So basically, they misspelled his name. So that sucks.
Good story.
So if you get the first batch, you're going to see his name spelled wrong. And then maybe the next batch, they're spelled right. So you have, you have a collector's item, is what I'm saying, you guys. I mean, I was waiting for this.
You were waiting for what?
You know, everybody's speaking out. Martin Scorsese declared Marvel films are theme parks, not cinema.
Yes.
Then James Gunn defended Marvel. Then you've got Francis Ford Coppola proclaiming the movies are despicable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know what? I will not rest until I know what Natalie Portman says. And now we know. Natalie Portman, who stars in the forthcoming Thor Love and Thunder, told The Hollywood Reporter, I think there's room for all types of cinema.
Agreed.
There's not one way to make art. Can we now leave it? Yes.
It's also fine if people hate that movie, and it's fine if people love that
movie. Don't go see it. And if you do see it and you love it, see it as many times as you want. We're all going to be fine.
Yeah, three times in a weekend. Totally normal.
All right, maybe that's excessive, but what we're saying is stop arguing over stuff that's irrelevant.
Yes.
Every movie that comes out, somebody doesn't like. That's okay.
The internet is full of neat stuff.
That's not what
sometimes
we're saying
true,
at all.
But not in this case. Guys, I know nothing about these two brothers, HGTV's Jonathan Scott and Drew Scott. I know they're twins, and they have a TV show on HGTV.
You know two more things than I do then.
Well, my mom will call me and go, oh, you know who Jonathan's dating now? And I'm like, no. I think at first, I'm like, do I have a cousin named Jonathan?
But people do love these guys.
People love them.
Yeah,
like,
fanatical.
Like, obsessed with them.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know who they are. I've never seen anything with them.
They're two guys that look identical because they're twins.
Yes, that makes sense.
Explain that more in detail, please.
See, what it is your DNA. The only thing I know about them is one is the realtor in the show, and the other one is kind of more the hands-on,
rebuilder.
Yeah, gets the place done. So I don't know which one this is, but Jonathan Scott has reached an all-important milestone of sharing his love on the gram. His new lady love, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
So Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott are Instagram official, you guys. They went on a double date with Jonathan's twin brother, Drew Scott, and his wife, Linda. They went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, and they shared a shot from the night out.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
I love it!
Almost as exciting is how she captioned her photo. Still processing how scared I was of these people dressed in spooky masks.
Oh, good one.
That's a
good one. Nailed that caption.
It is the opposite of who she's been with, right? Zooey Deschanel's dated like these indie rocker dudes.
Like musician guys. Yeah.
Now she's dating a real estate agent from a reality show.
Is basically. He the real estate guy or the hands-on guy?
I didn't even know who these people were before Zooey dated.
It's Jonathan and Drew.
I know, but I wouldn't even know what their thing is.
He's the one with the beard.
That's the one with the beard. Great.
Are you calling?
Really? I swear to God.
Are you calling Zooey Deschanel his beard?
Wow.
Are you saying
this
he has
breaking
a physical
news,
beard?
No. He has a physical beard. I think is what he meant.
Mama Muggs is obsessed with that.
Oh, really?
Wait,
well,
what
a lot of people are.
Moms?
I don't know.
A lot of people are.
It's like a mom thing.
Yeah.
Give a call now. If
nope.
You're a mom.
No.
We're about
okay.
to leave.
All right.
Nope.
The place
My
smells
bad.
Like fried chicken. I got to
get
out.
Guys.
Yes.
We all do things for likes on social media. And a staircase in New York City has become an unlikely landmark after it was featured in the movie Joker. Fans are flocking to the location in the Bronx to recreate scenes from the movie. And locals are taking to social media to remind people, hey, that area isn't super safe.
Excellent.
The stairs are located at 167th Street in the Bronx and were used heavily in promotional materials for the film. But one Twitter user wrote, those awful stairs on 167 are now renamed the Joker Stairs on Google Maps. So I just want to remind everyone.
Google Maps.
So I just want to remind everyone that the Bronx is not a friendly place for tourist attractions, and you will get robbed.
Wow.
I am nothing without my following.
I was thinking that this would be the other direction, which is a lot of people are getting hurt because they're trying to do that
same dance. I hope they get
And
hurt.
Then,
yeah.
in that case, thin the herd.
Yeah,
thin the herd. That's Darwinism.
Let them go.
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't know if I want people just getting robbed for showing up
to
stairs.
No, that's my deal.
That's not great, you guys. You know those advent calendars that during the holidays you open up each date and sometimes there's a little piece of chocolate in it? This is a real serious advent calendar from Tiffany & Company. It's a 5-foot-tall calendar launched yesterday. The front looks like a facade of the brand's New York flagship store. It contains 24 gifts in individual compartments inside, of course, these signature blue boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts include everything from a sterling silver mini cup to an 18-karat gold Tiffany bracelet to pendants with diamonds.
Can I guess?
How much do you want to guess for a Tiffany & Company advent calendar?
$19.99.
Oh, great guess, Kevin.
$52 million.
That's high.
Oh, okay.
That's high. It's in between both of yours.
$25,000.
Okay. Kevin, do you have a real guess?
Wow. If it's actual jewelry, I would say What did you say, 25? 25. I'd say 50. I'd say twice as much.
How about $113,000 for a Tiffany & Company Advent calendar?
So that's for everyone. Then.
It's for everyone, okay. Yeah. I can't believe we don't have one in the studio.
Wow.
Right? $2 million.
Yeah. And this story, good Lord. Domino's locations in Japan are now selling a Halloween roulette pizza pie, which turns an innocent pizza party into a real-life parlor game with high stakes. Eat it. Each pizza contains an unmarked slice doused with ghost pepper sauce.
Ah.
Just masquerading as a normal piece of pizza. Whoever grabs that sneaky slice will get a mouthful of the flaming ghost pepper, which was once known as the hottest chili pepper in the world. It's been upstaged by the Carolina Reaper, just so you know.
But sure.
Would you ever, would you order that pizza and be like, all right, let's do it?
I would.
Pizza
although,
roulette?
Although I don't like spice.
Okay.
I don't like spicy things, but it sounds fun.
Are you trying to set it up so we do it on the show?
Yes. Well, we'd have to go to Japan.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Can we just sign up for that?
Yeah, it's super easy.
You just take a bite and then you say, I'm hot!
It's true. It's very true. All right. So we're in.
Yes.
Okay.
I think
we're in. Let's do the show live from Japan tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll send an email.
Good. Some birthdays for you. Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, Spike Jonze, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Nailed it. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And drive home tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes us guests. Complete recap of the Lakers-Clippers. We have tickets for Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Green Day and one of our favorite comedians, Brian Callen.